Let's go to House Bill 1043. And I presume, Doug, you're up again.
Sir.
Thank you.
Who's the man?
I was trying to think of a way to explain this bill without feeling embarrassed for not being able to see the obvious the last few years. Just a little history. We've got a sandhill crane season in South Dakota. It's not a very extensive one. They come through South Dakota, and they're not in huge numbers. They don't stay here very long, but they, people have the opportunity through the season we provide. And one of the requirements, you know, there are the typical license requirements, and in addition to the prerequisite license requirement that we have, the Fish and Wildlife Service also requires them to have a free sandhill crane permit. You can pick them up at any of our agents or offices, and it's more for record keeping, but you got to have it, but it's free. The issue here is the license that they're required to have by us before they can get the free crane permit. For years, we've handled our license requirement based on the definition of a sandhill crane. How we define crane determined what license they needed to have. So for many years and until about the mid-90s, we defined sandhill crane in the, as a species of small game, even though technically it, you know, it is something else. We lumped it into the small game category so that if a non-resident came to South Dakota and had a non-resident small game license, they could get one of these crane licenses and hunt crane. We didn't hear much from the non-resident waterfowl hunters because there weren't very many of them back then, and they just were used to not being able to hunt unless they had small game, and chances are most of them had a small game license anyway. When the mid-90s, when we restructured our licensing system, we put sandhill crane in the definition of waterfowl. You know, they're a migratory bird, so that seemed to be the place. We lumped them in with waterfowl. Well, what that did then was it made it so that a non-resident who came here and wanted to hunt crane had to have a non-resident waterfowl license. And those non-resident small game hunters who were used to getting the crane permit as kind of just a just-in-case bonus license, they couldn't get one because they would have had to have bought the non-resident waterfowl license. They weren't eligible anymore without buying that license. So we started hearing some complaints from a few. Now, understand we're not talking big numbers here. We issue about 175 resident crane permits. So the I don't have a number for non-residents, but I know it's less than that. So we're talking maybe about 100. So we started getting some angry phone calls from some of the non-resident small game hunters who now couldn't get a crane permit. So we, being the astute people we are, a couple years ago we came before you and changed the statute. And we said, you know, we've got a problem. We got to change the definition of sandhill crane to a migratory bird. That's what it is. And we did that. So we satisfied the non-resident small game hunters. But guess what? Then we started getting angry calls from the few non-resident waterfowl hunters who now couldn't get the free crane permit because they didn't have a the small game license, the non-resident small game license. They'd have to buy the $100 small game license now to get the crane permit. So finally, this year we kind of grabbed on to the obvious and said, you know, we really don't care which of those two licenses they have. If you have one or the other, either a non-resident waterfowl license or a small non-resident small game license, you can hunt sandhill crane in South Dakota. I mean, they're free. There aren't very many. So just have one or the other, and you can hunt sandhill crane. So that's what this statute does. I think the key word is in line 11 of the bill where it says or. So you, it says you can hunt, take, or kill sandhill crane with a non-resident small game or a non-resident waterfowl license. That's the essence of the bill. We think it's a pretty user-friendly bill, and we think it'll satisfy the few angry calls that we get.
Thank you, Doug. Any other proponents? Any opponents? We didn't get a lot of action here this morning. You know, somebody should stir something up. Any questions for Doug? Representative Jensen.
And just Doug just wondered who the two guys who were that wanted to hunt Sandhills Crane.
I can't give you their name, but I know where they live.
Any other questions for? No other questions, Frank? Yeah, Representative Hargens.
On line, should there be an or on line 9 between those two? Then you got it in line 11, but there isn't in line 9. One you do and one you don't.
Let me see.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
You know, just looking at it myself here, I think that you've taken Sandhill Crane out of those upper categories, and so they're really not the same issue. That's you've right. got to keep the and up on top, but yeah. the or down below.
Yeah,
you're right.
You're exactly right. I'm glad you pointed that out. With the deletion of Sandhill Crane, then it's still pertinent to the other two with just the small game license.
No other questions. Oh, Representative Glaucek.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Doug, if we could save you some trouble later on, is snipe considered a migratory bird? You need to include them in in this too.
Yes. You, definitely, all three of those are definitely migratory birds.
So you think they're covered then?
Yeah.
You sure. Thank you.
Are you interested in snipe hunting?
I'm wondering if we were going to be able to eat some today.
Mr. No samples today.
No samples. I thought maybe you had some samples of that.
Representative Roden's got a question. Or
well, I just wanted to comment. I'd like to take Representative Klocek snipe hunting, if I may.
I've been on both ends of that deal. So. And we've even done some out-of-state snipe hunting as well. That's why I thought we should include it in with the Sandhills Crane as an amendment. So he doesn't have to come back here and do this next year for snipe.
I don't think so.
Well, you never know. I mean,
years here, we've never had any demand for changing the license requirements for snipe hunters.
Well, I'm just trying to avoid you some unnecessary paperwork later on, Mr. Chairman.
If there's no other questions, if there's, we'll open it to discussion, action by the committee.
Mr. Either. Chairman.
Representative Jensen.
In light of this turning into the red-green show, I would make a motion that we do pass this.
Move to pass. Is there a second? Second by Representative Van Gerpen. Any discussion on the motion? If hearing none, the Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Marcus?
Aye.
Obeck?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Fitz?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Sixten?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Vince?
Aye.
Klinwald?
Aye.
That's 13-0.